From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 2, 2014. Joe Gentile reported in the Daily Mail, Questar 3 BOCES announced last week the appointment of Gladys Cruz to replace District Superintendent James Baldwin. Cruz will oversee the day-to-day operations as Chief Operating Officer, effective September 15th. Baldwin has accepted a position with Excelsior College as its Vice President and Chief of Staff. He previously served as Chief of Staff for the New York State Education Department during a brief period in 2010. Cruz has been employed by Questar 3 since 1998. She has served as Deputy Superintendent for 2 years. Baldwin described Cruz as someone focused on student opportunity and achievement and well-known and highly respected in state education circles. BOCES stands for Board of Cooperative Educational Services. BOCES is a public organization created by the New York State Legislature in 1948 to provide shared educational programs and services to school districts. Questar 3 BOCES is made up of 23 school districts located in Columbia, Greene, and Rensselaer counties. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. A fleet of full-scale paper boats is afloat on the Hudson River, charting a course from Troy to New York City in a convergence of art and activism to coincide with the meeting of world leaders at the United Nations Climate Summit. Sea Change, We All Live Downstream is a participatory voyage downstream intended to initiate a dialogue on climate change and engage communities in claiming the water as commons along the way.
Hi, this is EP calling in a report for the Sea Change Paper Boat Flotilla. It is the night of day 3. We just finished an amazing screening here in Catskill, New York, where we watched the documentary, The River One, Runs Twice, in part of our education about what is happening along rivers, specifically in adding to the conversation about what is happening along the Hudson River. So far, we have visited Albany and Staten Island, and today, Catskill, New York. And the idea is that we are riding these paper boats from Troy, New York, to New York City, and stopping along the way to learn from different communities what they are doing to fight war, fracking, nuclear investments, industries on this river that will pollute this river after, you know, it has just been dredged. So we are riding in paper boats. We are learning what is happening locally, and what happens locally influences our activism, our movement, our education, on what is happening in a greater scale. And for me, this has been so far an amazing trip to learn what these communities are doing. I'm really impressed that we are able to see what is happening along the Hudson. I grew up along the Hudson, and I feel honored to be able to interact with people and find out what is happening today in these communities. And that people are really standing up and letting their voices be heard. As you probably know, we are riding in paper boats that were invented in the mid-1800s in Troy, New York, and this was also the birthplace of the launch of our Sea Change paper boat flotilla, and we will end up in New York in time for the People's Climate March, which is taking place on September 21st, and we will be having a boat block on September 20th. And a circumnavigation of the city the week before. So we really hope people show up and join us for these activities. Thank you.
Anyone with a boat or sailing vessel is invited to join the fleet as it travels along a 160-mile path during the next 2 weeks. Events are planned at various locations, including a party tonight, Tuesday, September 2nd, in Henry Hudson Riverfront Park. Sea Change is an initiative of the Brooklyn-based boat building collective Marie Liberum and 350.org. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star. The 6-day Columbia County Fair came to a close Monday, September 1st, with a pie contest, the 5th annual Victoria A. Simmons Locavore Award, and the Painted Pony Rodeo. The fairground in Chatham was full to overflowing for the pie contest, sponsored by Ginsburg's Foods, and judged by Food Network Farmhouse Rules host Nancy Fuller Ginsburg. The Locavore Awards went to the Berkshire Co-op Market, Hudson Farmers Market, and Chef Josh Kroner of the Rhinebeck Restaurant Terrapin. The winners were awarded a cash prize of $1,000 and a trophy. The Painted Pony Rodeo finished out the day on the fair's main stage with a finale that featured Nate Brown of Germantown and Ricky Meyer of Catskill. Read the full story in the Register Star. Looking at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York, Western Massachusetts, and Northwestern Connecticut for today. There is a chance of thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and evening. Thunderstorms will generally move from west to east around 30 miles per hour and could contain gusty winds and localized heavy rainfall. A few of those storms could produce damaging wind gusts. Today there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon, partly sunny. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. The high will be near 90. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of showers between 1 and 3 a.m. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 83. Wednesday night, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 57. Thursday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 87. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 65. And Friday will be sunny with a high near 88. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. Sunrise today was at 6:22 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:27 p.m. with the length of the day being 13 hours and 4 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.